So sometimes Rav Zilberstein has shilas, and sometimes he has riddle shilas. So today we're going to do a riddle shila. He says, "Which one? Ami mi gedola Yisrael misuper sheniftar begel lamed gimel shanim? Which one of the gedola Yisrael died in his 33rd year? You know, Lag Bomer is coming up, so this is the whole Lag Bomer shila. He died in his 33rd year of his life. Beyo lamed gimel baomer on the 33rd day of the omer, v'chiber lamed gimel svarim, and he wrote 33 svarim." And he also, at his eulogy, they gave him 33 praises. I don't know if you know who it is. Everyone knows the famous yahrzeit of Lag BaOmer happens to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There's also another famous yahrzeit. You know who, and you know who he's referring to? He's referring to Rav Moshe Israelis, the Ramah. The Ramah's yahrzeit is on the 33rd day of the Omer. And it happened to be the Ramah also wrote 33 Svarim. The Ramah passed away in his 33rd year in his life. And he also died in the year Shin Lamed Gimel. So a lot of 33 is connected with the Ramah. However, Zilberstein brings down the following story. What happened at his funeral, at his eulogy, was the following. We're saying how the Ramah is connected to Lag BaOmer. He died in his 33rd year of his life. He had 33 Svarim. He died in the year Shin Lamed Gimel. I don't know the numerical thing. Probably in like the 1700s, probably 1500, 1600, something like that. And so they get to his funeral now, and they only have 32 hasbeinim. Everyone's about to go home, and Rav Zilberstein says a famous story brought down a lot of svarim that an old man caught up from the back of the crowd, and he said, "No one knows this. This is the only thing that I know. The Ramah used to on Purim." He used to dress up as a very, very poor person. A lot of famous Hasidic rabbis did this also. Be able to take away the kavan and just go around and pretend to be poor. So what did the Ramah did this every night of Purim, like going out of Purim, going to Shushan Purim, what would he do? He would knock on people's doors. Let's read it inside. Everyone's still doing their whole suda. And what would he do? He would ask for a little water for his hands and his feet to be able to dive in Maariv. And through that, Rav Zilberstein says, "Umitoch kach nisgru kulam lispal arvis." Everyone's in their very permdika zone, right? Everyone's in their perm state. And through the Ramah asking for a little water for him to dive in, he reminded everyone else people to dive in. Shemiderach shalishkoch mitoch shichras, because sometimes people get a little out of hand on Purim and they'll be able to forget to be able to, you have to dive in Maariv, obviously. Obviously, if you're not drunk, you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk. Uvezen nishlam hashevach alam gimel shirabenu haramah. And this fulfilled the 33rd praise of the Ramah. So why am I bringing this up? You know, because, first of all, at the end of the day, Lag BaOmer is coming up. And we all know, the Shulchan Aruch says that the same day of the week, you'll never forget this. The same day of the week that Purim falls out, Lag BaOmer falls out. There's an eternal connection between the koach of the day of Purim and the koach of the day of Lag BaOmer. There's a lot of Torah written on this. One of the reasons is because it's the day of Achdus. It's the day that Rabbi Kiva's students stopped dying. You know, in the Purim story, the whole reason Klal Yisrael was saved is through Achdus. But now we have another great connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. The Ramah, who is the Rav that died in his 33rd year of his life in the year of Lamed Gimel, all right, at the end of the year on the 33rd day, and he happened to be mechaber 33 svarim, and they gave him 33 shvachim. It was the Ramah. And what was the 33rd Shvach at his Hesped? It's not Stam. It happened to be something done on Purim. So that's the Shemesh Bizocha that come leading up now to the days before Lag BaOmer. Bizocha to be able to learn more of the Ramah's Svarim, not only the Ramah or the Archei Moshe, but to find out all the different Svarim of the Ramah. I don't know many more, but to be able to look into it. And the Ezra, the more we get ready for Lag BaOmer, the more we'll be able to really encapsulate the Kedusha and the tremendous chus that all of the day of Lag BaOmer has to offer to Klal Yisrael.